So my first question is simply this. So what do you make of what Philip Hines, the British cyclist, said about his crash?
Listen, I'm not here to make polemic or to settle scores about this crash. The rules say they have the right to a restart, and it doesn't stipulate whether this crash has to be deliberate or accidental. Now, quite simply, the English were the best, and they proved it through four rounds. They did the best time, and there's not a problem for me about that.
Do you think, though, that it is within the Olympic spirit, if you like, to deliberately crash, as has been suggested, in order to get a restart?
No, it's not in the Olympic spirit. But at the moment, there are rules which are defined, and these rules aren't specific about the difference between a deliberate and an accidental crash. Yes, it's difficult to understand for people from outside the sport to understand what happened. And it's very annoying for the image that this gives for our sport. And that's a bit of a shame.
Yeah, well, as an outsider, it does strike me as strange that there aren't rules governing this. Should there be?
Yes, I think it's very important to change this rule and to be more precise so that an incident like this doesn't happen again. It should prevent deliberate crashes and only recognise accidental crashes as warranting a restart. For example, a long time ago, when I was a runner during the World Championships, a similar incident occurred. And it's a shame that 20 years later, especially during the Olympic Games, it happened again. But I want to emphasise it's not sour grapes about the British team, which was the best team and much stronger than the French one.
So just to be clear, did you do something similar when you were cycling? And indeed, would you have countenanced this by your team now?
No.
No, I've never done this, and as a coach, I can't contemplate asking my team to do something similar. I prepare my team to be ready and to perform to their best, and within the spirit of the games. No, I would never ask my team to do that.
Just finally, some people have made comparisons between this incident and what happened in the badminton and said that, well, you know, those people were disqualified, even though they effectively were just playing within the rules, the way the tournament had been set up. So why not in this case?
I've heard these comparisons, and I think it's important to stick to the spirit of sport and to the spirit of the Olympic Games. The rules are not sufficiently clear, and I think they should be adapted to prevent cases like this occurring in the future.